Welcome to this latest edition of the Real Deal Podcast. I'm your host, Surreal Joel Quinn, doing this on a Tuesday as we continue our rewatch of season of Snowfall seasons 1 through 3 with season 2, episode 2, The Day. This, of course, is episode 908 of the Real Deal Podcast. In this episode, Franklin has a new connect. Teddy gives the ultimate test, and Pedro's in love. We'll flush that out along with best scenes as well as episode MVP and also the deep dive. Dreams, a test, and allow me to introduce myself. We'll flush those out. Teddy officially meets Franklin, and I'm sure Franklin wasn't too thrilled about it over the duration of this episode. That is our deep dive. For this episode, because the majority of this episode took place with this test, this psychological test that Teddy gave Franklin and Leon as well. If you remember, at the end of last episode, Teddy T-bones Franklin's car, knocks him out, which knocks him out or knocks him or has him dazed, but almost barely conscious. Before he tases him, and of course now, and he would later go on to kidnap Leon as well, have him trapped in this seemingly underground dungeon-like lair, which is turned out to be, which is you know, one of his office or his hideaway, so to speak. He had another his other he had another assistant working with him, a lady that we've seen in a couple episodes, including in last season as well, his assistant. So basically, Teddy torches both Franklin and Leon. He basically wants answers in regard to the bust that transpired a couple episodes ago with Avi getting busted, and Franklin barely escaping, and Leon getting busted. Leon, of course, got out in basically 24 hours. Teddy believes that initially. Believes that Leon snitched and basically told him to eat her and told the police, which you know probably led to which possibly could have led to Avi get arrested. And of course, Avi is a major player for Teddy because Avi is not only a drug connect, he's also a gun connect. So Avi being arrested is a major blow to Teddy, and he's feeling that. He, I mean, and he's feeling that from a standpoint of having money, to fund this war, to fund the war. And he needs it more than ever now because now that the government has cut those funds off. So he plays this game with Franklin just basically for wanting to find answers. He uses various, you know, FCIA tactics with flickering lights and water and dripping water, darkness, and things of that nature. I do believe that he was prepared to kill both of them if he didn't get the right, if he didn't, if, you know, if he, if they don't, if it didn't check out that Leon was indeed bailed out by Franklin and that was legit. And if Franklin did not come up with it, did not tell him, did not figure out that he was a plug. So I do believe that if one of those two things, if not both of those things, would have happened, that Teddy probably kills him. Now again, this to me was more about a test. I think Franklin might even surprise Teddy with how smart he is, and he'll, you know, think about, you know, he you know, think about this. He has this young, you know, young man who's basically fighting for his life and has to think under pressure. Has to think under pressure. With his life on the line, this was the ultimate test that Franklin passed. And not only did he pass it, he convinced Teddy that he could be the plug, that he could sell, you know, 10 keys a week, and basically, in essence, somewhat replace Avi. So Franklin ends up talking himself out of it, barely, because Leon almost talked them into both getting shot with both being killed with what he was saying, and you know, talking the amount of shit that he was talking to Teddy. But Teddy is sold on Franklin. Franklin told, you know, talks his way out of it, and Franklin and they end up, Teddy makes a deal with Franklin, and they end up both, he ends up letting Teddy excuse me, letting Franklin and Leon go without them knowing, of course, how they got inside his place, with, you know, having to put scars over their heads so they wouldn't know how to get to, wouldn't know where they were at, or wouldn't know how to get to get to where they were at. Listen, I still go back to the fact that, was this completely necessary for was this necessary by Teddy to go to this measures, to go to this length of measures to test Franklin? Probably not. Like, he didn't have to, he didn't have to basically run him off the road. Kidnapping Leon was one thing. That probably was quick and clean, and so, but I don't think he had to run Franklin off the road to find the information that he needed to find, as far as, you know, was Leon a snitch? How did Leon get out so fast? And also wanting Teddy to, and wanting Franklin. And I think Teddy wanted Franklin. But then in some ways he wanted Franklin. He wanted Franklin to convince him that he could be a drug, that he could be, that he can work for him, that he can work under Teddy. Like, I remember he has those pictures. You remember they're going through those pictures earlier in the season, of possible drug, of needing a drug dealer. Franklin was in those pictures. Leon was in those pictures. So I think that he kind of had his eye on Franklin. And I think this to me was a power play. This was about control. This was about psych. This basically was like, you know, motherfucker, I own you, in a sense. So this was about pure power. This was like keeping you beneath me. We're not partners. You are below me. You work for me, period. So that's what this was. Of course, I mean, he would never do something like this with Avi. Avi's too veteran, has been in the game too long. So you get somebody that's fresh, that's basically new to the game. You get somebody, you know, you get a black man, that the racial aspect of it, we can't dismiss that aspect of it, and you know, you take it from there. So this was a pure power play by one Teddy Mac. He ends up telling him, you know, gives him the name Reed Thompson. That's, of course, that's his alias, and you know, that's what he's known by throughout the better part of this series, especially in the first couple of seasons. So now Franklin has a new connect. Teddy has a void that was somewhat, that has a, thinks that he has a void filled from Avi's absence. And we'll see, you know, how this relationship progresses throughout the course of the series. And this is the beginning of the relationship in terms of Franklin, the really official beginning of their relationship that will take us into for the rest of the series, in essence. Best scenes, Lucio, Gustavo, Pedro. So we remember, at the end of last season, excuse me, at the end of the last episode, you know, Pedro returns, and Gustavo and Lucio, of course, question why Pedro returned. Pedro tells him this whole, you know, sob story about, you know, he was down and he was, you know, had a drinking problem, went on a drinking binge, found this bar called The Hole. Then he connected with a waitress who, and they fell in love, and that's going to be his wife. So immediately Lucio sees the story as bullshit and really wanted to know what was the real reason why he returned. And because they initially thought that, you know, he had just went completely AWOL. He also told him that he thought he was next on the hit list so he basically said, I know you killed my father. Lucille, of course, was, you know, appalled by that. But, you know, we know that it was the case. But he finally comes clean in terms of the money, bringing up the money and saying he wanted his money. So then at that point, it's like, you know, it's like, okay, now there's some truth into what you're saying. You want your money, you want your inheritance. Now we can talk. We can, you know, you can go pick it up at the bank. Or so we can go, I can meet with the people at 9 a.m. tomorrow to make sure that happened, to make that happen. But again, at the end, even when the scene is over, they are still, Gustavo and Lucille are still worrisome of Pedro's, the real reason why Pedro is there. So there's still a lack of trust, even despite the fact that he'll bring it up, the money. Franklin, Matt, and Teddy. So Teddy introduces Franklin to his brother, Matt. Now, he does, of course, doesn't give away his name, doesn't even tell him that's his brother. His brother, after Leon, you know, goes back home and Leon meets up with, Leon goes back to Jerome's, Franklin, is, you know, with Frank, with Teddy and Matt. They go up in the plane. They take a flight. He introduces Matt as the pilot who's going, of course, ship where the drugs are going to get delivered from a standpoint. So as somebody who's going to ship fly the cocaine back and forth. And so, but again, he just introduces him as the pilot, not his brother. So they're up on the plane. This scene starts out as kind of like chummy and playful, and they're cracking jokes and having, you know, Franklin's asking a bunch of questions, which is annoying Teddy a bit, but not, you know, Teddy's angry, but Teddy's like, you know, just, I wish you just, I'm throw you out this plane if you ask another question. But things turn, you know, as Franklin gets exposed to a world. That's the first time he ever had ever been in a plane. Matt even lets him fly the plane, and Franklin is completely just blown away by this. He's excited. This is a whole new world for him that's opened up for him that he's never experienced before, that he's never seen before. So, you know, this opens the floodgates for Franklin as he gets deeper and deeper into this world of the drug game. And, you know, the scene plays as, you know, sort of, I guess, I saw the scene as at the beginning of the scene. I saw it as Teddy kind of trying to make amends with Franklin after the kidnapping, maybe trying to soften him up a bit, get him to trust him more, kind of seduce him from that standpoint. I saw him taking this flight with Franklin as that. But then it got a little dark towards the latter part of the scene when he's dropping Franklin off. And this is probably the most important part of the scene. The most important part, Franklin tells him, look, you know, we good. I know you had to do what you had to do to send a message. But if you ever hurt anybody that I love or know, it's going to be a problem. And that will be something that will resonate throughout the rest of the series. That will, those words that Franklin uttered will follow these two characters for the duration of this series through season six. Okay, just, you know, no spoiler, no super spoiler alerts, but remember those words. If you haven't seen the final four seasons, or had watched it up to that point. Tanjo, Victor, D-Ray. So earlier in the, Victor and D-Ray, of course, are the young dealers that work under Franklin. Franklin, Jerome and company. D-Ray, I believe, is a cousin of Kevin. Now, earlier in the, of course, Kanjo is the hitman for Kanjo, of course, is one of the hitman for the gang, for the Monarchists. Now, earlier in this episode, Jerome told those two to specifically stay out of Mexican territory in terms of dealing drugs. Lucille bought some drugs for him. Lucille wanted to connect with Franklin, and the only way that they would even consider telling him about her would be for her to buy the rest of their drugs. She acquiesces, buys the rest of the drugs, cleans them out. They're selling Mexican territory. There's nobody, they were only people selling Mexican territory, and there's a reason for that, because nobody can sell there without permission, in essence, let alone two young black men. So Lucille goes back has a meeting with Stomper. Stomper, of course, Kanjo, of course, is one of Stomper's hitters. Lucille says, you know, I got this from two guys, basically from two black men. Stomper taps Kanjo on the shoulder, and immediately you know what time it is. And again, earlier in the episode, you had basically Jerome ripping both of them a new one. When they said that they were dealing drugs in that Mexican territory, he basically said there's a reason why no one is there, because they see it as open territory. They don't see no one, no opposing dealers, no competition. And of course, there is a reason why that is the case. So Jerome says, we don't mess with no Mexican territory, period, in terms of selling. And they found out the hard way as Kanjo Kanjo went up to him, stabbed both of them, killed both of them on the spot. stabbed Victor, and then stabbed both of them, stabbed Victor in the abdomen, in the stomach, and sliced Victor and sliced D-Ray's neck. And then we'll find out what he did to him in the next episode, which was brutal, to say the least. So no, they did not. Vic Conjo sent the message with that. These two were just stupid. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, they were warned once. They were forewarned by Jerome not to sell in that territory, but they went back the second time to continue to sell in the territory, and they paid dearly with their lives. We will see. This is a major scene in this season, because we will see there will be major ramifications for the rest of the season with this one scene, considering D-Ray is Kevin's cousin. So this was a very important scene for some of the things that are going to happen for the rest of this season. And of course, one of the final scenes, Franklin and Sissy. Franklin is back home. He's all settled in with the new deal with Teddy, of course. And he goes by, you know, after a long day. This entire episode takes place in one day. Henceforth, the title of the day. You see Franklin go up, knock on Sissy's door. She knows that he's selling more than just weed. She says she had been over Jerome. She sees the new people. She sees the cars. Some of the materialistic stuff that just more than weed buys you. So she clearly is onto him as far as him selling more than weed. You know, he gets into a story about, you know, telling about when she used to, I guess, tuck him in, and after he had a long day, and, you know, how can she fix his day? And he basically says, I had one of those days today, and she's just not trying to hear it. Like, as long as he is a drug dealer, a weed dealer, drug dealer, he is not welcome in her house, or in essence, in her life. And we see how much this deeply impacts Franklin, despite the success he's having with the drugs, despite the money, and, you know, him being now a kingpin. He, at the end of the day, still loves his mother, still cares for Sissy, but she's not having it whatsoever. She wants no part of that life at this point, and she lets him know that, you know, once you stop, then you're welcome, but until then, I can't deal with you. And she closes the door on him, and you see just the effect that the drug game can impact people who are not even directly involved, with parents and siblings and things of that nature. And you know, you see how painful this is for her to close the door on him. But at this point, it is her only option. It's the only thing that she can do it's the only thing she can do at this point. I mean, Sissy right now is someone who's going to earn money, through hard work, and earn money through it. And no matter how little it is, she's not for the drug. She's not in the drug game, and she's not for this she's not for this lifestyle whatsoever. MVP, I would say the Franklin Sissy scene was the MVP of the episode. I don't think one particular character stood out, to be honest with you. But I think that scene with those two, I would say, was the MVP of the episode. Both phenomenal acting from Damson Idris and Michael Hyatt. They have just tremendous chemistry on screen. They had great chemistry throughout the entire series as a mother-son duo. And they were just spectacular during the scene. I mean, you see the hurt. You see how painful this is for both of them. And they're both, you know, are going to be staunch in their ways. Like, Franklin's not going to quit selling drugs at this point, and Sissy is not going to allow a drug dealer in her life in that way, even if that drug dealer is her own flesh, is her only son, which Franklin is. So that's going to wrap it up for this latest edition of The Real Bill Podcast. Season 2, episode 2, The Day. We'll be back next week with a new episode, season 2, episode 3. Prometheus Rising, that's the name of it, the next episode. So we'll be back with the next week with that episode. Enjoy the rest of your evening. So long.